Gently falling here in West Hollywood, even though the closest fire is miles away. The wind is finally still after days of major gusts. President Biden held a briefing on the fires at the White House.
The scope, the scale, and the erratic movements of these fires is truly unprecedented.
Some evacuees are coming to hotels here in West Hollywood. Many have lost everything. Wendy Gillette, CBS News, Los Angeles.
A snow and ice storm across much of the South has led to canceled flights and stranded drivers. Reporter Chris Fox is in Texas.
Some areas of North Texas getting up to 8 inches of snow. The storms are moving out, leaving dangerous conditions. CBS Dallas chief meteorologist Scott Padgett.
Our temperatures are starting to warm up, which is helping us out to melt some of the precip on the roadways. However, it will refreeze.
The weather causing over 500 flight cancellations at DFW Airport today, frustrating those trying to get to tonight's Cotton Bowl. Texas Governor Greg Abbott with a message for those driving up from Austin.
With potential snow or icing conditions in the DFW area, everybody drive extra safe.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
President Trump is a convicted felon after his sentencing today in his hush money case. More from CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
Never before has this court been presented with such a unique and remarkable set of circumstances.
In the brief proceeding, Judge Juan Merchan gave Trump an unconditional discharge. Trump will have a criminal record, but will not face prison time or probation. The sentence comes little more than a week before his inauguration.
Trump plans to appeal. The Supreme Court seems ready to side with the Biden administration and force TikTok's Chinese parent company to sell the app or have it banned in the U.S. CBS's Jan Crawford.
The clock is ticking for TikTok. I mean, that was really the takeaway from the argument. At most, maybe the justices would enter some kind of brief pause that would give TikTok a little more time to try to find a non-Chinese buyer.
Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, is dumping its major DEI programs.
The affected diversity, equity, and inclusion programs include those for hiring, training, and choosing suppliers, according to a post on Meta's internal communications tool. The company's president of human resources says the legal and policy landscape in the U.S. is changing, and the term is charged because some see it as suggesting preferential treatment of some groups over others. Meta donated $1 million to President-elect Trump's inauguration. Allison Keys, CBS.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Microsoft's massive data center in Mount Pleasant is poised to become the state's largest electricity user. A report in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel says it'll use power equal to over 300,000 homes. The $3.3 billion facility is scheduled to be online by 2026. None of the Kohl's stores closing are in Wisconsin. The company based in the state has announced 27 underperforming stores will close this year. The Menominee Falls-based retailer has over 1,100 stores. The Kenosha Unified School District will hold more town halls regarding their ask for $115 million. There's a referendum on the February 18th ballot, and last night voters were allowed to get more information. Another session is planned for next week, and a company linked to the Forest County Potawatomi is proposing 215 high-end apartments at the former Dairyland Greyhound Park site. The residential project is part of the larger Greenaway development, transforming the 240-acre area near the interstate. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers head to Philly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers face the Eagles Sunday at 3:30. The forecast calls for mostly sunny skies and a high of 39. So what are the fans like at Lincoln Financial Field? I asked Packers safety Xavier McKinney, who's played there several times when he was with the Giants.
It's a tough environment. It's loud. Obviously, the fans are like super rowdy. No, they got a good fan base. You know, they got fans that go hard for their team, and which they should. Yeah, it's a good environment for sure.
Basketball, the Badgers host Minnesota tonight. The Bucks are in Orlando against the Magic. Doc Rivers says when he brings in A.J. Green, it's not only for the three-point shot, but defense as well.
When we bring him in, we're bringing in another defensive player. We look at that, and I don't know if the other teams realize that. He is a terrific defensive player. He's competitive. He's tough, and he takes the right shot. So he's been fantastic for us.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN.
mostly cloudy and rather mild today. High temperatures flirting with 30 degrees. Spotty snow showers are possible throughout the day, only putting down a trace. With some sunshine expected early tomorrow, we will see more snow pushing in overnight and through Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
Timeless Hands, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Happy Friday. By the way, Valentine's Day falls on a Friday this year, which means restaurants will be more booked than usual. So this week might be a good time to make your Valentine's Day reservations. Here's CCR. This is Down on the Corner on WRJN.
Early in the evening, just about supper time, over by the courthouse, they're starting to unwind. Hits the white coast, people just
Radio Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Brett Hoffman is here from Marcus Theaters, letting us know what's new at the box office this weekend. Brett?
Well, the first movie is the R-rated Den of Thieves 2, Pantera. It is a sequel to the 2018 film Den of Thieves. It stars Gerald Butler and O'Shea Jackson Jr. Big Nick is back on the hunt in Europe, and they're embroiled in the treacherous world of Diamond Thieves and the infamous Panther Mafia. It should be a great action film on the big screen to check out this weekend. The other film is Better Man. It's a biographical musical co-written, produced, and directed by Michael Gracie, and it's about the life of British pop singer Robbie Williams, except the twist is that Williams is portrayed by an anamorphic chimpanzee with CGI. There is so much at the box office still remaining from the holiday season, including Nosferatu, Sonic the Hedgehog 3, and Mufasa the Lion King. Go check out a new movie or one of the movies that's been out for a while, because they're all great. We'll see you at the movie soon.
All righty, Brett. It's Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN. Don't let snow put your golf game on ice. X-Golf Kenosha is your winter golfing destination. Perfect your swing on one of 7 state-of-the-art simulators, then stay warm and celebrate with tasty food and drinks. Be sure to follow X-Golf Kenosha on Facebook and Instagram for the latest updates, promotions, and exclusive discounts. X-Golf delivers an unforgettable experience. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com and swing by the line off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road. X-Golf, where golf season never ends. Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, and when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance, from the volleyball court to the hockey rink. Every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 2025 has arrived. It's never too late to start your fitness journey at Blue River CrossFit. Commit to a happier, healthier you this year with their 55-plus longevity class. The Blue River team guides you through custom-tailored workouts that boost strength, energy, and vitality, all in a positive and supportive environment. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase a $200 on-ramp program certificate for just $100 to get started. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
With local news and now timeless hits, WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. What's the weather going to be like this weekend? It's going to be cold tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 15. Tomorrow, sunshine and 28. Sunday, cloudy with snow likely and a high of 33.
It's a beautiful
I
station covers Racine's local news like we do. We've been doing it for 98 years now, covering the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. So let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Microsoft's massive data center in Mount Pleasant is poised to become the state's largest electricity user. A report in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel says it'll use power equal to over 300,000 homes. The $3.3 billion facility is scheduled to be online by 2026. It'll rank among Microsoft's top five data centers globally and marks a significant investment in the state's tech infrastructure. Microsoft is partnering with We Energies to develop renewable sources, including a solar plant in Portage. A routine tree trimming operation just across the state line led to a shock for a couple of workers. Two Waukegan Public Works employees suffered electric shocks from a power line incident yesterday. It happened when a crane boom touched overhead power lines, resulting in the electrocution of the workers. One victim was flown to a hospital, the other taken by ambulance. The status of the men isn't known. Three Kenosha County constitutional officers were sworn in this week during a ceremonial event at the courthouse. Jennifer Mack took her first oath as Register of Deeds. County Clerk Reggie Relorga started her second term in office. Terry Jacobson continues her long-standing role as County Treasurer. Each was sworn in with a four-year term. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly cloudy and rather mild today. High temperatures flirting with 30 degrees. Spotty snow showers are possible throughout the day, only putting down a trace. With some sunshine expected early tomorrow, we will see more snow pushing in overnight and through Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
Cherokee Nation, put us on this reservation, took away our ways of life, the tomahawk and the Bowie knife. Our native tongue and taught their English to our young. And all the beads we made by hand are nowadays made in Japan. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud to die. They took the whole Indian nation, locked us on this reservation. I wear a shirt and tie, I'm still part red man deep inside. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live. Maybe someday when they've learned, Cherokee Nation will return, will return, will return.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hints, WRJN. Well, a man in China suffered a collapsed lung after he yawned a little bit too hard. That's probably the last time his wife makes him sit through one of her Bridgerton marathons.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones. Looking for fun and feeling knowing, I come to watch your flowers growing. Ain't you got no rhymes for me? Do it, do do, feeling groovy, groovy, groovy. I got no deeds to do, no promises to keep. Let the morning time drop all its petals on me. Life, I love you. All is groovy.
are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, all week long, you love listening to the timeless hits from the 60s and 70s on WRJN, but listen Sunday mornings as WRJN presents Lou Regani and Music of the Stars. Before Elvis, before Buddy Holly and the Beatles, there was Nat King Cole, Benny Goodman, and Glenn Miller. There was Julie Andrews and, of course, Frank Sinatra. It's Sundays from 7 a.m. till noon. It's Lou Regani and Music of the Stars on WRJN.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would without you? We'll be right back.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Are you ready for four things you did not know yesterday? Thing number one, in Japan, the number four is considered to be unlucky because the Japanese word for four sounds very similar to the word for death. Thing number two, the average day is actually 23 hours, 56 minutes, and 4.09 seconds. Of course, we have a leap year every 4 years to make up for the shortfall. In New York City, approximately 1,600 people are bitten by other humans each year. And thing number four, there are almost 1.6 million swimming pools in Florida. And there are four things you did not know yesterday.
Humor, heart, and the headaches of family are all part of Over the River and Through the Woods, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Nick visits his four grandparents every Sunday for dinner. He's exasperated by their constant nagging, ridiculous conversations, and an endless supply of food. But hey, they're family. When he announces his plan to move for a promotion, his grandparents scheme up a hilarious combination of events to keep him from leaving in a funny and touching story. Tickets and info at racinetheater.org.
Ooma.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm? I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
rescue me.
For 98 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me this afternoon. Stick around for Wisconsin Badger men's basketball as the Minnesota Golden Gophers come into town to take on your Badgers. That's coming up next. I'll talk to you again Monday afternoon at 2. Have a great weekend.
Think of your fellow man. Lend him a helping hand. Put a little love in your heart. You see, it's getting late.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Loose.
to see me, but you're afraid of what I might have on my mind. One thing you can be sure of, I'll take good care of your love, if you will let me give you mine. Baby, willpower, it's now or never. Give your love to me and I'll shower your heart with tenderness endlessly. No one ever tell you the facts of life. Well, there's so much you have to learn.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Governor Gavin Newsom of California has ordered an investigation into the lack of water pressure at the start of this week's deadly wildfires in the Los Angeles area. L.A. County Supervisor Catherine Barger is investigating why some homeowners' insurance claims have already been denied.
We are going to be working diligently with the state to make sure that those that are insured
get the financial help they need.
Wells Fargo has to-
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it! Side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it!